Page 38, Entrepreneurship. Is it for you? By Artis Bazin. The first step in choosing entrepreneurship as a lifestyle is to decide whether owning a business is really right for you. Do you have the motivation to focus on setting up a business, marketing it, and making the necessary priorities to keep it moving forward? As a business owner, you will not have a supervisor watching over you to make sure tasks are accomplished or give you jobs to do. You also will not have a steady income immediately. If you have lots of energy, like meeting new people all the time, and feel that your personal life can be made more flexible, business entrepreneurship may be a good choice for you. The second step is to choose the right type of business. Do you have skills that can be marketed as a business? For example, if you can fix or program computers, you might be able to sell your services to others. Do you currently work for another company doing a particular service, such as styling hair, giving massages, giving nail or facial treatments, taking photos, making videos, or selling products and services? If so, you might consider starting your own business offering these same services to your own customers. Another viable option is to sell products and services for a large networking products company, such as Avon, Mary Kay, Arbonne, Party Light, Health and Vitamin Products, and many others. Each has its own levels of earnings, most based on the amount of sales you make. Some require you to have inventory on hand, and others do not. Check out several before deciding on the best one for you. Each charges you some upfront fee, which varies widely. Most have training sessions to help you get started. They also may want you to sign up other salespeople to work under you. Another type of business is selling products or services for blindness-related companies. Page 39. Most of these use contractors, and you get paid for the amount of work you do, but you usually set your own schedule. You likely will have training and possibly some leads to use in getting sales. The next step is to consider family support and your education level. Having your own business takes more than just having a skill. You might be great at that skill, but can you network with a variety of people and manage accounts, keep a schedule, and have a plan for how bookkeeping and financial records will be handled? Do you have the education necessary to accomplish these tasks yourself? Do you have a family member or spouse who can assist you in this part of the business? Classes are available online, and a good business coach can assist you in finding out what is necessary. Some accessible online classes are at the Carroll Center for the Blind at carroll.org or 852-3131, and correspondence courses are available through the Hadley School for the Blind at hadley.edu or 800-323-4238. Next, you should consider your financial resources and calculate the upfront cost of starting a business. All businesses take time to develop and become large enough to support you and your family, and you will need some funding to assist you with living costs until you earn enough to sustain yourself. You may need to rent an office unless you're planning to have a home-based business. Even then, you will need enough room for inventory, computers, marketing materials, and other equipment. You may also need to purchase some equipment, such as a new computer. Some funding is available through the Small Business Administration. Some statewide organizations may have funding for people with disabilities, and state affiliates may have employment-related grants and loans. You can do research on the Internet to find other types of businesses, possible loans or grants, and other information relating to the industry you want to work in. You may also want to consult with someone who is currently in that particular business. The website ivie-acb.org website has business-related links and a list of members who own their own businesses. The Career Connect pages on the web at afb.org website also offers lists of blind or visually impaired mentors. Page 40, you can explore grants or low-interest loans online as well. Some funding is available for starting a new business, particularly if you are a veteran. Funds for minority-based businesses are also available, and you can contact veteran and minority organizations for assistance in this area. You can also get facts from Vocational Rehabilitation Services in your state about how they can assist you in starting a business and helping you with some technology needs, particularly during your education. The Social Security Administration can give you information on incentives available for business owners and assistance for living costs and health care until you earn enough to support yourself. Another step in the process of starting a business is to check the required state and local laws for its operation. Depending on the type of business, there are required licenses. All states require you to have a sales tax license unless you sell products of an already established business. Other licenses may be required in the city and county in which you live. Some food services need health licenses to operate, and other retail establishments may need other licenses to sell liquor, over-the-counter drugs, and other items. Some counties require you to get a DBA, Doing Business As, license, and you will have to make sure another business isn't already using the business name you've chosen. But the most important step is writing a business plan. It forces you to think about the elements of a business, such as your mission or vision, your products and services, and how you are unique from others. You will have to define how you will market your business and set goals to build it. Finally, you will need to write a budget and plan how you will get the sales you need to pay the expenses. Consulting with people familiar with marketing will be beneficial in this process. A great resource to help you get started is ACB's affiliate, Independent Visually Impaired Enterprisers. Its members are business owners and those interested in learning more about owning one. Benefits include a members-only email list for sharing business tips and to assist one another with particular issues. Our website at ivie-acb.org has a members section listing members' contact information, website, and type of business, free advertising for members, as well as links to business-related sites. A quarterly audio newsletter shares business tips and IVIE info, and an IVIE Business Expo during each annual ACB convention allows businesses to exhibit their products and services. Our membership dues are only $15, and that includes having your business listed on our website and participating on our listserv. If you wish to learn more about the IVIE affiliate or receive an application, please contact me at 818-238-9321 or email abazyn at bazynCommunications.com. In addition, you can read other helpful tips to promote your own business in my book, Building Blocks to Success. Does the image of your business attract customers or motivate employees? Available at the web, bazyncommunications.com.